Hi, everybody. It is October 22nd, 2020, and this is our third call in the opening series. So happy to be with you here today. I have so many wonderful notes in front of me to dive into, to share with you. And so I need to take a breath, because when we get into the material for today and really truly understand it, it is absolutely life-changing, absolutely company-changing. So I'm so excited. I want this Shavasana time just as much as you. Take time to adjust the room around you, the space around you, the supports beneath you, so that you're not bumping into stuff, so that you're comfortable, so that you're aligned. Lie on your back, always better if you can actually be in Shavasana. If you need to, you can do a seated meditation instead. But whenever you can, lying down, taking this time for yourself, support your head and neck, but not the shoulders. Be particular about the details of the practice. Make space through the low back by bending the knees, lifting the buttocks, take the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. There's a ritual that we follow each time in Shavasana that helps us be aligned, that helps us be present, that helps us make space for ourselves. And then when we do this each time and we practice it, that practice has a ripple effect out into our world. So taking the time to make sure you're not bumping into stuff, give yourself space, be in a quiet place the best you can where you are. That too is like our company. Sometimes there's lots going on. Sometimes we're on a beach in a quiet cabin. Wherever you are, what's the quiet space that you can find right here, right now? Make sure the low back is comfortable. Raise the legs as needed. Maybe a bolster below the beneath the thighs, or the calves up on a chair or on a couch. Take the time to get the props that you need. Take the time to get the support you need so you're actually comfortable. Pay attention here. I can't tell you how many weeks and months and years I was practicing. It happens even still now. I go, yeah, I'm sure I'm comfortable. Move on. But I'm not actually really. I just have not paid attention, or I just don't want to take the time to adjust, or I just think, oh, that's okay for today. How you do anything is how you do everything. Are you comfortable? Take time to get the support you need. The practice is a metaphor for our businesses, for our lives. Is the body aligned? Arms, legs equidistant from the center line. Softly close the eyes if you haven't already. Let the whole body release to the earth. Just let go. Take this time for yourself. How beautiful it is to take time in the midst of a full day to simply be and breathe. And be here for yourself. All those other people and things calling you, they don't matter now. Just be here. Be present. Watch the breath. Feel the heaviness of the legs. Let the force of gravity allow them to release. Legs heavy. Feel the force of gravity on the arms. Let them release to the supports beneath you. The arms and legs, there are karmendriya in the yoga tradition, are organs of action. They bring us out into the world. Let them relax and release now. Go inward. Quietness. Being. Presence. Let the chest be light and the breath easy. Watch the breath. If any thoughts arise, as thoughts will, gently, without judgment, let them go right now. Let them fade away due to lack of attention. They're just not interesting to you right now. Let their stickiness dissolve. Let them go because you have one-pointed, focused attention on the breath with the curiosity of a child. Children are so interested in the smallest of details, a bug crawling across the sidewalk, the way a leaf will blow in the wind. Be that way with the breath. Have you noticed the breath today? What's it like now? Be curious about the breath. Let it take your full attention. Watch the breath. Notice how, as we place our attention on the breath, often the breath shifts of its own accord. Notice the difference between trying, striving. I'm going to change the breath to be a good breather. So many people are running their companies and their lives, not here. Not trying to do anything with the breath. That's striving, efforting, lone ranger, I gotta do it, pushing water up a hill. No. I just watch the breath. And then sometimes in the attention to the breath, just out of the sheer act of paying attention, it starts to change. All that other stuff fading away, not busy mind from all that, just watching the breath, just notice without judgment. Is it changing just because you're watching it? Be curious. Watch the breath. Can you feel the gift of this breath? I mean, this one here and now, just the way it is. Not deeper, shallower, smoother. This one. Can you see its beauty? Can you feel its dimensionality and breadth and depth and beauty? This current, actual, real breath. Pay attention. Not needing it to be one way or another. This breath, this beautiful, precious, life-giving breath. Watch the breath. Transitions are important. Know that soon you'll be coming out of Shavasana. Does the thought that soon you'll be coming out form a ripple in your mind? Or can you just hear that and not react? Soon I'll be coming out of Shavasana, but I'm still here now. Nothing happening, just awareness. And allow the breath to deepen. Place the hands on the torso. Feel the breath. Bend the knees. Roll to the right side. Support your head with your upper arm and wait. Without a quality of waiting, just to be in that in-between place. Neither Shavasana nor out of Shavasana. Are you okay just being here? Not hanging on to where you just left, not needing to be at the next place. Can you be in that in-between place and watch the breath? Can you be here now? Softly open the eyes. Use your hands to press yourself up to sitting. And then camera on whenever possible. It simply trains that one-pointed attention. So I'm only here and not 10 other places at once. That way we conserve energy. We train our focused attention. We get a lot more done in less time. We feel better. We make better decisions. We live simply a better life. One-pointed focused attention, like the focused attention of a laser. Light has power when it's all focused together. We want to have that capacity. So camera on whenever possible. Returning to our virtual circle. And thank you, my friend. I saw your note. I got it. All right. Hi, Yvonne. Hi, Jasmine. And others, hopefully we'll see you soon with your camera on if you're able. And those listening to the recording afterwards, some of you alerted me you're going to be listening afterwards. Hello. Welcome. Whatever way you're hearing my voice, welcome here. Let's hear from one or two of you. What did you love in this practice? Training not only our focused attention, but what we focus on expands, all this training our attention. This is what I love. 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 And just a word about that before we hear from you. Many years ago, I was teaching a retreat. I was with a couple participants. And after an encounter with somebody, the two of them were saying, did you see that guy? He did that and that and that and that and that. Wasn't that awful? And I was shocked. I hadn't seen that at all. I didn't even notice we were experiencing the same thing, but we were in entirely different worlds. I noticed that person's kindness. I noticed that person's attentiveness. I noticed that person's sense of humor. And we were actually experiencing completely different things side by side. What we focus on expands. What did you love in this Shavasana practice today? Who would like to share first? Jasmine.
So I had a very niche of awesome because when you said to pay attention and really pay attention to how comfortable we were, I noticed that, hey, actually I have to go to the bathroom. And so I allowed myself to go do that. And then I realized that, hey, I actually haven't fed myself today. I just had a glass of OJ. And so I asked my wife to go grab lunch. And so it became a kind of self-care Shavasana so that I can be here during the rest of this much more fully. And it was just a really good reminder to take care of myself before entering these spaces.
Oh my goodness. I love that, Jasmine. Thank you so much. There's a little ringing when you turn your sound on. So I'm not sure if there's maybe turn it down a little bit next time or whatever it is. And thank you for muting afterwards, but I wanted to hear you fully. I love, love, love what you said. Shavasana teaches us what's going on in our world. And you know, you could have noticed that 5 minutes ago or an hour ago, but you didn't. And it's so common for all of us, right? We just stop and say, what do I actually need? What's actually going on? Brilliant and beautiful, completely different trajectory for the day, completely different trajectory for the week, for the month, for the year, for the company, for our lives. Simple, profound, paying attention. Thank you. Love it. Now let's hear from one more of you. What did you love in this practice of Shavasana for you today? What did you notice? It's also training our attention, like, hey, what's my experience? Not other people, mine. So we own our own experience. What'd you love today? Yvonne, I see that smile. I think it's you, my friend. That was I'm about to speak, aren't I? Smile.
Well, you know, it's confession time because I did not participate in Shavasana, although I did every time you were talking about the breath. I did, you know, as I was doing things and getting ready, I was, you know, paying attention to my breath. And so, and then, like I think somebody else mentioned it last time, when I just listen to your voice, it just calms me. And it just like, and I didn't feel, you know, there would have been a time in my life, I think, where I would have been like really frantic and just really, you know, upset with myself that I wasn't ready on time and that I, you know, was multitasking my way through being ready for when everybody would come on screen. And I didn't feel that at all. I didn't feel guilty or anything like that. I'm like, you know, it just is what it is. And, you know, I'm here now. So
I love that. Alignment, ease, breath, calming. And that's hilarious. I think this is our very first time in, how long have we been starting with Shavasana now? 2 years, 3 years? I've lost track. I think this is the very first time where we've heard from two people, and the only people we've heard from actually didn't do the practice. I love it.
That's very true.
That's the very, very first time. And you know, the ease, the noticing, the ripple effect out into the life. I love it. Perfect. Thank you so much for that. All right. Anything bursting to be said with it, which we cannot go forward. Okay. Thank you for that. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. So much that I want to share with you today. I want to share first a couple of announcements. And let me see. I'm going to announce the very thing that's at the top of my page at last. It's actually the most important announcement, but I want to go through the other. All of them are important. We'll get to the, you know, we'll build to a crescendo, right? So call attendance. Please remember to say hello in the chat so we can mark you as having attended. It helps us to help and serve you. So say hello each time. I'll try to remember to remind you. Go say hello in the chat, please. The opening series, upcoming call dates. We have our last call in the opening series this fall, next Thursday, October 29th, our usual time and place. And then the week after that, we have our Quantum Leaps virtual retreat. It's a half day virtual retreat from 12:30 to 3:30 Mountain Time on Thursday, November 5th. Please make sure this is blocked off on your calendar. And also, we have a very, very special, newly updated Create Your Vision survey. This is due Friday, October 30th. There's been a link posted to it in the Facebook group for your convenience. And oh my goodness, you are going to want to spend time with this survey. This is a survey that will help you create your entire vision for this year. It'll help you see where you're going to be going. It'll help you see what you actually want. It'll help you get there. And when you take time, actually take the time, I would take a day doing the survey, right? Ideally, I would take an entire day and dedicate it to the survey. And some of you are going to go, Michelle, I don't have that day. Probably that's the first thing that went through everybody's mind, right? Fine, take a half day. I don't have that day. Well, take an hour, take 5 minutes, take time, for sure take time and send that survey into us. But I will tell you that this survey will reward a day's time. Take whatever time you can to block off and consider carefully each of these questions. You're going to need to do it sometime this year anyway. Why not now? If you're not doing this, your company is hurting for it. There's nothing more important that you could be doing. These questions are all very carefully designed to help us, to help facilitate the work that we're going to do at the Quantum Leaps retreat, where we create your future story now. Create it today. Where am I headed? How do I actually have that manifest in the way that I want, in the way that feels great to me, in the way that's aligned, in the way that has the opening series, the wind at my back. So put time on your calendar right now. When are you going to do this? It's due Friday, October 30th. Take as much time as you can. You can take I'm sure that nobody has a week to do it. If you did, great. I'm sure that some of you, again, is going to go like, oh, a day. I don't have a day. You know, carve out whatever time you can. You could carve out even multiple times on your calendar. Like, here's an hour. You can spend an hour a day on this for the next week. You know, like whatever you can do. You can get on a connection call with somebody and dive into the questions. Whether you spend 5 minutes or a day on it, please make sure that you get the survey into us. Again, there's a link right in the Facebook page. It will serve and support you so that you will get the most out of this super important, really profoundly life-changing and company-changing Quantum Leaps retreat on November the 5th. So again, it's due next Friday. Schedule change. Our practical application series, it was originally scheduled to start December 10th. It's going to start Tuesday, December 8th at our usual time, 12:30 Mountain Time. Sometimes there's changes right after we sent this calendar out to you. There's a little medical check-in that I need to do. I've been waiting for months for it. It's just a little check-in, but it's the only time they gave me, and it takes 6 months to get like right on the middle of my call. Are you kidding me? So, but I would be out of line if I wasn't taking care of myself the way I ask you to take care of yourself. So that's why I changed. So if you can please get that change onto your calendar, please. And all right, so, I think, hang on a second, the last thing Second last thing is a question posted by Mary Kay. We'll get to that next. That is extremely important as well. But I want to get to an announcement, not a question, next. And this is the announcement that I've been so excited, I've so been looking forward to since this happened. And one of you probably knows what it is I'm about to announce. So like I can see the little creeping up of a couple of you know this, right? So Jasmine, welcome and congratulations. Welcome to your second year and Love Your Words, Love Your Life community. Yes, yay! Can we give her, actually everybody unmute for a minute and let's like make a lot of noise and welcome Jasmine into her second year. Woo-hoo-hoo, welcome Jasmine! Yay, I've been doing the happy dance. I'm so excited for you, Jasmine. And we had the funniest strategy session I've ever had. Jasmine, can I tell them? Yeah, I've got your permission. The strategy session basically took 5 minutes. You want to do the second year? Great. How are we going to do that? And the rest of it was working out logistical details. In all my years of strategy sessions, it's never worked like that before. Every single strategy session is a real and live conversation. We were laughing so hard. This is hot off the press. And so Jasmine, I want to turn the floor to you because we always want to understand what is that leaping energy for our own lives, for the people who leap in to work with us, whose lives we can serve and support. When that person is in that moment, it is so great to tap into, we can ride in their coattails and tap into what is that energy. So Jasmine, if you will, share with us, what made you decide to leap? What's this second year mean to you? What are you excited about? And I know in our conversation, it was just yesterday. In our conversation yesterday, it was just super thrilling to be on that call with you. And it's like, I know that you've got 20 answers to that, but whatever you want to share, whatever's bubbling up inside you, let us tap into a little bit of that energy that's inside you so that we can all share in that.
Well, I joined first year right when I started my coaching business. You were my first investment into a coach. And I got so much out of that first year. And I learned so much. And it just set an incredible foundation for my coaching business. And I'm not done learning. Like, I'm not done forming this coaching business. I'm just nowhere near being done getting so much from this community, getting so much from these calls, and getting so much from all of the events and just the Facebook group and everything. Like, I'm just not done being here and being a part of this.
I love it. Jasmine, can you hear the energy of that? So alive, so certain, so stake in the ground, so ready, so opening to what's coming from here. So also like that, all the foundations are so beautiful. They're so grateful for all the learnings. You did it. You're the one who you put it in, my friend. You made that happen. You tapped into the resources here. And so from a foundation of such gratitude and opening and wins, ready for that next level. And so I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, Jasmine. And also, I want you to notice both the depth of what she's saying, the energy from which it's coming. Can you hear that? If you can hear that, raise your hand. Jasmine, I know you hear it in yourself, right? And then the simplicity of it too. We get so balled up about, you know, what's my offer and what exactly am I supposed to be? And, you know, did you hear how simple it was that what she said? I'm just not, this was great. I'm just not done. That's it. You know? Things can be so much simpler than we think. So yeah, beautiful. Thank you, Jasmine. Anything else you want to add? That's good. Yeah, that sounds very complete to me. Thank you. Freaking awesome. All right. So today, and we'll see what we get to. What we don't get to, we're going to get to next week. We got so much in store for you today. Mary Kay has posted a fabulous question. We're going to get to that next. Just a quick recap about where we've been in this series so we can build on where we are just in a minute or two. And I have a little exercise. I told you that we were going to do this. We have not done in years in this community, but we are ready. It's so connected with both last week's and this week's material. It has a beautiful hinge to it that will make it real and embodied. So I'm super excited about this little exercise we're going to do. Then today we get to, and I have a new title. I've never called this before because it's at a new level of what we're doing. So this call is called this is the one time in the year when we do a deep dive into transmutation. You've seen it before in different places. I've mentioned it before. We do it, a piece of it at Story Freedom, for instance, but this is our time to really get a hold of what transmutation it is. And it's so powerful for our companies, so powerful for our lives. So today's call, and it's deeply part of the opening series. How about letting it be easy? How about having the wind at our back, right? It is intimately, absolutely connected with that. If we don't have this, I don't know how to have the wind at our back, right? So to the today's call for the very first time, new level of it is called Transmuting Inner Dirt to Inner Gold. Discover your core values, access your superpower, and create an unstoppable business today. And just to let you know too, you don't need to have the title of everything. I've been teaching this for about in this form for at least 10 years. That's the first time I've had that title. Oh, well, whatever. Go out, teach your stuff, help your people, and then let it evolve. And it's going to be part of the answer to Mary Kay's question too. So we're going to do a deep dive into transmutation. What is that process and what actually is the benefit of it? How do we do it? What are the details of it? And how do we make it work in our own companies, and where do we make it work? And then just a brief gesture toward next week's call. So that's a tall order for today. If we don't get through all those parts, I'm not worried about it. There's always plenty of time. We will get through whatever parts we don't do today. Next call. All right. Any questions or comments without which we cannot go forward? Well, so much I want to share with you today. I'm so excited about today's call. Okay. All right. So Mary Kay's question. Oh my goodness. What a great question. I've got, goodness, 3 pages of notes in response to this question. I don't always write it out, and sometimes it's scrawled on the page. This time I actually typed it out, different responses to different questions, just as it arises in me. And let me just organize my notes here for a second. That goes 4 sets of notes here. All right. So Mary Kay posted a brilliant and beautiful question. I love this. This is a second year question. This is a already on the path question. This is a, I've already been doing the work and I'm looking for the nuance of things kind of question. So first off, love the question. Don't let that go to your editor about any question. You can ask any question whatsoever. I often ask my teachers, like, hey, this sounds like the dumbest of questions. Sometimes my editor gets in the way, and those are the best of questions. So every question, welcome. I super love this question. She says, and it's so simple as well. She said, I'd love to get a heads up on all the changes I'm seeing going on in Love Your Words in our community and how this relates to our companies. Great question. Would you please give an update? So like I say, I got 3 pages of notes. I want to see if I can tell you this in just a couple of minutes. The first thing I want to say again is I'm so glad you asked the question. That is a next level question. And notice that you can do that. Watch what it is we're doing here. Some of the things are going to be for your company, some are not, but it's another level that is a kind of leg up yoga move, 2.0 version of getting the most out of this experience. Watch what you're doing and don't just adopt it in your own company, but adapt it. What is it that you can adapt that's going to work in your company? You know, how does this apply to me? So that's a great way to be taking in what we're doing here. You know, why do we start with Shavasana? What difference does it make? What could I be doing in my company that might serve a similar purpose, but with my stuff? Every piece of what we're doing here, that's a great question to ask. So thank you, Mary Kay. So first off, the way that I organize my response to this question is like, well, what are we actually doing is the first part. And then the second part, like, how does this apply to you? All right. So, let me just go through my notes for you. And I wrote it down because I didn't want to miss any of these points. All right. First point. Yes, there's a bunch of changes without going into all the details of what we've been changing. I want to say your company evolves as you evolve. Foundational. First thing I want to say, your company evolves and should evolve as you evolve. If you have the same company, exactly the same process, exactly the same everything as 10 years ago, either you haven't grown or the people that are around your company, your team and processes haven't grown, or both. You know what I'm saying? There's something stagnant there. Now, that doesn't mean reinventing the wheel all the time. But companies evolve. It's also why we don't want to just hire a copywriter for $10,000 a page, get it just perfect. Oh, but tomorrow something is different. Tomorrow world conditions have changed. We want to understand where it's generated from so that we can create a strong and evolving life, a strong and evolving company, right? So, you know, what do you love? How's it evolving? Let me give you an example. So Quantum Leaps was first a longer form retreat, but the essence of it is in our half day retreat. And it first arose because I wanted to be there. There was no other reason than that. I just wanted to be there. So I created it. The company years ago when Quantum Leaps was first born in 2012, right? It evolved. It was birthed because I just wanted to be there. So things, forms arise and fall. The Buddhists tell us like everything is always changing. Our companies too, they evolve. First, company evolves as you evolve. Second, student input. I love, Mary Kay, that you're asking this question because something that you said to me about 10 months ago has had a profound effect on what our structures look like right now. Sometimes it takes a little while to implement, but Mary Kay, can I tell them one thing that you told me? And you weren't the only one who said this. So can I tell them? Thank you. One of the things you said is like, sometimes it's hard to get to a couple calls a week. It's hard to get to a couple calls a week. So great. What could we do so that we are still training and doing as deep a dive at the highest level of service, but without having those two calls a week? Now, I know we had two calls a week this summer. I'll tell you why in a minute, but we have worked really hard as one of the reasons that it took quite a while to produce that calendar for you. It was in response to that student comment, so that you have the time to implement the things, the changes that we're suggesting and the ideas that are being created and so on. So it's in response to what your clients are telling you. And that's one example of one effect on this calendar. But there have been, ask Marie, who's been around in this company for 10 years now, both as a student and now on the team. Ask Yvonne, who's been around since 2014, was it, right? 6 years. There has been a whole lot of change and a whole lot of input from clients. And so what you see is not at all created just by me. It's created by team, it's created by me, it's created by tons of input over many years, little changes all the way along. It's part of that evolving and listening to students and what they say. Point number three, so company evolves, student input. Number three, this summer there were two story classes. I want to say it's okay to over-deliver. Now, serve from the cup, not the saucer. Don't go, well, I'm going to give them these 20 million things, and now I have no energy left in my company, just folded. I don't mean that. Never that, okay? But this summer, we simply over-delivered. Actually, neither one of those courses were promised to anybody. Do you know what I'm saying? But we created two new classes. There were very specific reasons for that. So I'll tell you what's happening in this company, and then I'll tell you how I would apply this in your company if I were you. So over-delivering is fine. It's a great way to create new content if that's right for your company. Usually it's not right. You got more content than you need. And for most of you, that wouldn't be the case, right? But the right actions at the right time for the right reasons, right? So in the right order. So I wanted high level delivery around the craft of story. And we had the student body that was ready for that. That's story mastery. At the same time, we were looking for an entry level product, someplace that people could enter in if they weren't ready for the community. A stepping stone. Most of you should not do this at this stage. Some of you maybe, but some of you not. If you haven't already developed a lot of things, don't do this, right? So I decided to create two. They were originally one, but I need somewhere where I can deliver at a really high level to the clients that can hear it. So I just separated one out into two. And part of what taught me to do that or made me decide to do that was the joy of the Mexico at Home retreat. We've had Mexico where we've had people not inside the community there. And we've had Mexico where it's only in-house. When it's in-house, I love it. You guys are inside the party. You get it. I can teach at a different level and it's super fun for me. What do you love, right? And people, that's why people after a virtual week were saying like, I don't want to leave. Many of you it's like, do we have to leave now? It's so much fun. Good for you, good for the clients, right? Good for you as the company owner, right? So therefore I created two of those junior courses, and also it was a synergistic combination of things. I wasn't traveling so much, so I had the time. Each one of those classes took a lot of time to put together. It looks natural once we're doing it, but they're very strategic choices that take hours, and I needed the time to create it. Summer was a good time to do it, all right? So that's, so the company evolves. One, student input. Two, three, there's two-story classes. Over delivering is fine. We need high level delivery in a new entry level class is perfect. Then also I could have focused attention on story, that aspect of the craft of story for the summer, my brain in one place. It's like when I taught Harry Potter at the university while I was reading Harry Potter to my daughter at night when she was seven, you know? So it gave me condensed like time to create both of those easily. Fourth thing, it created marketing possibilities and high level delivery. So what I just said, what was the result of that? Number five, I had time to do this. I wasn't traveling. I'd left the RISE team. There were other some, you know, I canceled 21 trips so I could do this. What did I want to do? What sounded fun to me? Gives me a chance to do a deep dive into story in a way that I've been wanting to do for years, want to deliver for years at that level. We finally had the opportunity. Again, six, students ready for this high level work. Number seven, we now have emphasis both on the inner story work and the outer story work, right? So, and again, what's the analogy for your company? Anatomy is more like the inner story. That's always where we began. We're, where the, this company is moving is that, absolutely, that's the foundation. And also some very deep nuanced craft level work. That's like seven quick tips. You can see the difference between anatomy and seven quick tips, like that crafting that we did of Jamie's first two sentences in her talk, right? First two questions. So the company is evolving to handle both of those really deeply because also we have the clients who have the ears to hear. Number eight, no more live in-person events. That's where the company was headed anyway. We used to do more live in-person. This used to be a local company. It used to be, I used to run things in my house, things evolve. And we were eliminating live events already with COVID around. I want a company that's robust. I want a company that doesn't depend on the variations and fluctuations of now the economy is open, now it's closed, now borders are open, now borders are closed. I want this company to be not depend on other conditions because the work is too important. So people loved Mexico at home. Why not do more of this? And I've done that as well with, you notice that I'm a Canadian charging in US dollars. That's because I don't want the company subject to currency fluctuation. We have Infusionsoft, we have team members in the US. A lot of the company expenses are in US dollars. If I charge in Canadian dollars and there's a sudden fluctuation of currency, it could put this company out of business overnight. I'm not going to do that. Nobody else in charge of this company, the work's too important. So creating structures so the company is robust. Number nine, if your numbering doesn't work quite the same as mine, no problem. It's okay. Number eight was no more live in-person events. Number nine, what do companies need the most? Marketing, sales, influence. These areas of outer world story will have the greatest impact for you. This is where this company is going to. So we have designed a very specific sales a story, marketing a story, influence a story, because this is the place when you craft that outer world story, you will have the most impact in the shortest time. And we've designed it so that, for instance, this is number 10, we have some, so that each one of these days is worth the whole year. This is the cutting edge for this company. Any one of those days, the high ticket virtual retreat is worth the whole year. And that's just one of those 2 days of sales as a story this year. We're adding a whole new level. Number 10 is we have some cool marketing initiatives that we'll be marketing. So we're doing marketing a story next July. Going to be worth the whole investment. And we as a company are investing in marketing. We're probably spending, you know, tens of thousands, maybe, you know, over $100,000. We're going to learn stuff and we're going to give it to you in a day. So it's like, I'm excited about this. It's my way that I get to deliver at an even higher level. I get to over deliver. It's fun. It's what I'm thinking for this company anyway. Why not share it with you guys and, you know, have this company investing so that $100,000 investment you guys can benefit from in a day, right? So those are some of the reasons for that. Again, more with sales. We want these days to be worth the entire investment. So what does this mean for your companies? Again, Mary Kay, thank you for this fabulous question. You know, this is a high level question. It requires a high level answer. Any one of these could change. If you listen to any one of these things that I've said, it could radically change the trajectory of your company. Oh, my company needs to evolve. Right. I've been doing the same thing for 5 years. Something inside me is feeling dead. Notice that? I need to change. for instance. Any one of these could radically change your company. Any one of these is a take home that could be worth the entire investment for you when you implement it, right? Great question, Mary Kay. What's it mean for your company? Number one, don't compare your beginning to somebody else's middle. Let's say for some of you, it's, you know, you're just beginning your company. These strategies would not be appropriate. Maybe you're at the middle, or maybe you're in an advanced stage of your company. Some of these strategies and others may be appropriate for you. Don't compare your beginning to somebody else's middle, and don't simply mimic what somebody else is doing. What strategic right actions, right time, in the right order for your company, right? Don't compare. Number two, I want to emphasize this, do not create lower level courses. This is a trap, right? Or lower level offerings. Alex Mendosian says all the headaches in the front end, all the rewards at the back end. I strongly encourage you. This is the message of the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, which is part one of Sales a Story, doing in January, right? You can go straight to the ideal client who will pay you appropriately for the work you're doing and build your company from there. Whatever that means, that's appropriate for every single one listening to my words here, all right? So we have Stories That Sell Now. Do not create your version of Stories That Sell Now unless you talk. I would not do it unless you talk to me about it first. For most people, it's not going to be appropriate. You're going to waste time and energy, all right? All the headaches are in the front end, all the rewards are in the back end. That said, point number three, Stories That Sell Now, of course, has already generated, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for us with very little effort, right? So, and we'll generate so much more in upcoming years, and so much fun and so much learning for people and so much opening, right? So what is it that your company needs at this stage that will create both a growth for the company and service, right? Again, number four, do the right things in the right time at the right order. Number five, what can you move online? What can you move online? That's where we're going. We're already headed that way. Security and stability for your company. And maybe there's things that you still need to do in person. That's fine. I gave an in-person talk just a couple weeks ago. Haven't done a lot of that, but I did. I still love it. Doesn't mean that you have to have everything online. But are there components that were like stories that Story Freedom? We're so excited about it. We had that live. Now it's virtual. That's fantastic. Now we can do either or, and the company is free. What do you love? What do people need now? Let your company evolve, but don't reinvent the wheel. Get one thing done, right? So we didn't create Stories That Sell Now 10 years ago. 10 years ago, we created the Love Your Words community. We didn't create Stories That Sell Now until 10 years later. For most of you, you don't need stuff like that, right? So one thing that's working, start at the high level, one talk that converts, a form for your strategy session, one ideal client, one kind of basic structure of your strategy session, the basic problems that you solve, get one done and have it working well. And then you can diversify, right? And then another idea for you, have one thing that's consistent in one area of play. We always have that in this company. So, there are things that we've done very successfully for many years. We're still doing that. And then we create bandwidth. We add team members, you know, so that we have an area of play. Right now, our area of play, I would say, is Facebook ads. We've dabbled in that before, but we've just not done that. That's like, we eat our own cooking. Practical Application says start close in, move to far away. We've built tremendous resources in this company and value without ever having to do Facebook ads. That's very far away. But now it's a good time for us to be doing this, and it's fun. I waited until it seemed fun to me. It just seemed like a drag. I didn't want to do it. Don't have to. You never have to, right? But this is our place of play. And so as we do this, is part of what we're going to be teaching you about too next summer. What did we learn from this? What do you need to know? And there's pieces that you might even do the very first day. It might not be getting a Facebook ad together. But in the very first day of your company, or in a company that's evolved a lot, we're going to be teaching you all that next summer, right? As we've had a chance to play. And then a really other important idea is feed the cubs as you go to the oasis. The oasis, we're going to learn about that in our Quantum Leaps virtual retreat. Where is it that I'm heading? What is it that I want to build? It's beautiful. It's running. It has the team. It has the thing that you serve with. It's beautiful. And en route, we can't only just, like, let's say I had the idea that I want to serve only $500,000 clients. I'm trying to give a really high-end example, okay? That is what my life looks like 10 years from now. So I'm only going to offer that until I find that first $500,000 client. I'm just trying to state something really ridiculous. So yes, I advocate for a high ticket, $2,000, $3,000 and up, and more than you think. But I'm trying to say something that's kind of a little bit crazy, okay? Only a $500,000 client. I'm only going to build that oasis version and I will just stay there until I find that $500,000 client. Well, you got to feed the cubs. You got to keep the company going as you're building that, whatever your oasis is. So what is it that you do? And don't think, oh, I'm just going to sell this cheap widget. Not that. Don't do that. High ticket virtual retreat. All right. But something that you can do well, that's repeatable, that's the low hanging fruit for you. Ask me questions about it. So you feed the cubs as you move toward your oasis. That way, like I say, we'll probably spend, by the time we're done, we might spend, you know, six figures and more, $100,000 into some play that we're doing right now in the company. But that's not where the foundation of the company is. We keep the foundation intact, we play over here, and then we let it benefit you. And then finally, listen to your clients. They'll tell you what you want, what they want. It's still got to be your company. You still got to be happy with delivering it. It's your life. But you listen to your clients, and thank you, Mary Kay, for that. The structure of the calls has a lot to do with you. For instance, we're doing the Having a Big Why series in a day this year. We used to do that. We did that in 2011. We haven't done it since then. I'm super happy about doing that. We will get different results in doing it in a day and different from what we got 9 years ago, because I'm in an entirely different place. I could not be more excited about that. And that way we're not having running two classes a week as we were last year in December. And you guys get the why in a very condensed deep dive ready for your year. So it's an innovation that's going to serve everybody. And it listens to clients. It makes me happy. It allows me to invent. It keeps it fresh, even though it's still, we're not reinventing the wheel, but we get to do it at the next level. So there's multiple answers to that profound and beautiful question. Nobody's asked that before, other than in VIP days or in like a high-level work. And I just wanted to answer that in full, because that touches everybody here. So I just want to hear, Mary Kay, does that help? Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Let's turn to you, Mary Kay. One aha from that. If there wasn't one aha, I'll eat my hat. This answer to this question alone could be worth the entire investment if you've got ears to hear and you implement even one of the things I just said. Mary Kay, what's the one that first jumps out at you?
It's a lot more than, I got a lot more than I asked for. I would be more like, I guess, do my own thing.
So do, and so got more than you asked for. And so, and do your own thing is the thing that you heard the deepest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so important. We so mimic what other people are doing, and but they're doing it for very particular reasons, for very particular structures of the company in a very particular way. If you have a new initiative in your company, if I were you, I'd run it by me. That's a great question to ask. I'm thinking of doing Facebook ads. What do you think? I'm thinking of doing Telesummit. What do you think? I'm thinking of hiring this person. What do you think? You don't need to ask me, but hey, I'm here as a resource. The community is here as a resource as well. We might save you just with that one question, tens or thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. We might save you 6 months of time. Maybe we've already been there, done that, and we can see where your company is and give you some suggestions. And then in the end, you decide. But sometimes people come to me afterwards and I go, man, because then it's like 3 months of striving that didn't have to happen. We already been there, done that. It's like, don't create the low-level course right now, for instance, right? Thank you, Mary Kay. Beautiful. All right. Jot down your one aha, the one that's most important for you, and then we're going to move on. You had a chance to jot down at least a word or two to capture that thing that is important to you, right? About what you just heard. Any piece of it, like I say, could be company changing. You guys don't ask me about like, what's that, you know, but I'm an open book. Here's what we're doing and here's why, right? So I just wanted to share with you something of the energy of the opening series, just as a reminder, something that arose from call one, call two. This is from a book called The Secrets of Life by Stuart Wilde. And you can just close your eyes if you choose. Jamie, I can't tell if you're driving. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. You're just sitting in the car. Okay, good. You close your eyes and just let this wash in. Just let this drop in like rain. This is so much in the energy of what we're doing in this opening series. Here's what Stuart Wilde has to say on limitlessness. Once you realize that you're not your body, and you're not your mind, and you're not your emotions, or the fate of the nation you were born into, or the color of your skin, or the religion that you believe in, but that you're the divine spark within, then you become limitless. That's the key to mysticism. That's the key to understanding life. When you know that you're the divine spark within, you become limitless. I'm not alone. I don't have to do it myself. That divine spark within, that's my intuition, that's my highest self, that's God, that's Buddha, that's the universe, that's us working together, whatever that force is for you, that's something bigger than our everyday self. When you know you're the divine spark within, you're not alone anymore. Limitless. And I just want to ask you briefly, why do you think he says, why is it important to know that I'm not my mind? Or my emotions, or except not my body. What does he mean by that, do you think? Why is that important?
Well, those are the things that hold us back.
Sure, they can be, absolutely. I think I'm my mind. I have this thought, for instance, that's not even my own, that I need to go create a podcast because that's what everybody says everyone has to do right now, or your business is sunk. And I haven't noticed that that's my editor and scarcity and fear speaking. And it's what everybody is saying to do. So I do that. And I think that I am that thought, which didn't even come from me. And it doesn't have to be that way at all. Mary Kay said, I can't remember the exact words. I was like, do what I want. I can do whatever I want. I create stuff. I know you can Google that, but when we can feel it, when we know that, when we get that, that's somewhere different than our head. The world changes, our companies change. Quantum leaps will show us in very particular ways how to do that, right? We start putting the universe on our side. We're not limited by these things that we think we're limited by. Well, I only have, you know, this body and it's hurting in this way. And I've got this thought that I've got to do it like this, but I can't because blah, 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 all editor. I can tap into something so much larger than I've been tapping into. I am so much bigger than I've known myself to be. I can have so much more fun along the route because I get to play, I get to create, I get to be on my journey. All right. One more piece of Stuart Wilde, just to get us in the energy of what the opening series is about, again, to remind us. Here's what he says in the same book on the illogical. He says, and again, you can close your eyes if you want. Beyond logic and facts and all of our accumulated scientific knowledge, there's the power of spirit, which is often illogical. Things happen that are wonderful and unexpected and that come from nowhere. It's pointless to try to work them out. Each event is a manifestation of your energy, the outward expressions of your feelings that you get to experience and enjoy. It's the energy of spirit responding to what you are and what you've become. Who needs logic to be a part of that? You just need energy. On the illogical, I just want to hear what you've loved in that. Whatever you didn't like, let it go. Doesn't matter. But there was something, there's something you remember, something you recall, something you love. Let's just hear a sentence from one of you. What'd you hear?
I got off a call today with a prospect that came to me, and it's high level, like television series kind of gifting. And I'm panicked because I haven't served at that level, but it keeps coming to me. And just listening to those two quotes, I was the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, the guy wouldn't, he didn't want me to bring any of my team to this call. He just wants it, he and I to ideate. And I keep thinking, how am I going to come up with these ideas? How am I going to do this? And what you just said is, well, Christ, I'm the one who made the dang thing come to me then.
Right. Jamie, yes. Thank you. This is why we have the opening series. This is why I wanted to start here for this call too, to remind us of this energy. And now you get a chance to walk into that meeting entirely differently. And it's like what we saw in call number one, where we were taught, where we saw Ron, Harry Potter's friend, version one, and then he takes the lucky potion, version two. The lucky potion doesn't even have anything in it. There isn't some like magic in it, even though it's a magical world, but it has the magic of him remembering who he is. Two entirely different trajectories. I'm not alone. I already built this. I can have fun. This is my playground, and I brought it to me. I wonder what's possible now here. And then you walk in entirely differently. And then whatever happens, it's all perfect because everything happens for a reason. That reason is there to serve me. That person loves your work and wants the next level, but that person spits in your face, whatever. It doesn't matter. It so doesn't matter because what you learn from that, it might not even be that person. It's the person who's going to walk in the door tomorrow, the next day. And what you learn from that conversation now is like, it's an even better client tomorrow. It so doesn't matter. What if we just let it be play? And if I'm letting it be play, because I already know that I'm destined to, like, this is where I'm headed. Quantum leaps will help a lot with that, but you don't need that to walk into this meeting, right? I already know where I'm headed. I'm just playfully enjoying the route there. I know that it's growing and evolving along with me. And I wonder where this conversation is going to lead. I bet it's going to be a lot of fun. I bet they're going to bring ideas to the table. I'm going to ask a lot of questions about what they want. It's not any different from a strategy session, all the things we learn about that. And then see how it goes from there. Brilliant and beautiful. Thank you so much. Love that. Anything bursting to be said without which we cannot go forward? Yeah, Carly.
Well, I loved that saying that the spirit is highly illogical.
Yes.
Because it makes me think a lot about the creative process that I use that isn't necessarily, there's some logic in it, but it isn't necessarily logical. And it's really, that spirit is the wheel that's also turning my business. And yes. So there's something really to be celebrated there. Yes. In that things don't always have to be this perfectly logical, you know, make sense, this step. I mean, there's some value to that in certain areas, but the celebration of the spirit was really that stuck out to me.
Exactly. Love that. And this is so freeing. Every successful entrepreneur, every creator, every painter, Einstein, like, tap into this. That's why we have the opening series, because most entrepreneurs are out there striving, trying to push water up a hill. When we don't tap into this, we work so much harder. It's so not fun. We're trying to mimic what everybody else has done. It's just like, I don't know how to get there from there. Why would we? That's not even fun. This is way more fun. And this is how the world actually works, right? When we look at it, it's been happening to all of us. Why not tap into it? Why not remember it and play with it and let our lives and our companies be so much more fun? Remember that, you know, then that's called from call two, right? How do we create inspired action? And people saying to me, Michelle, you're so lucky. Or the way my relatives would say, you got a horseshoe up your ass. That's what they would say, right? You know, Michelle, how come that's you, right? But there's reasons that happen. It's not by accident, even though we're not controlling all the little moving parts. You know, sometimes we want, okay, well, this leads to that, leads to that, leads to that, leads to that. And it's so tightly held, you know? I couldn't tell you why this particular thing maybe happened that was lucky. But the overall pattern of it is not just an accident. Or like some people say about accidents, coincidence, the way I heard the expression from one of my early teachers, coincidence is, I'm sure he didn't invent it, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. Whatever that force is for you, coincidence is the universe's way, my highest self, intuition, whatever that is for you, God force, Buddha force, the goddess, I don't know, right? These things happen for a reason. We can tap into that. It can be so much easier. All right. Anything else wanting to be shared without which we cannot go forward? Okay, so a little bit more about, so last time, the Inspired Action Blueprint, Alex Mendosian and Maxwell Maltz saying, you know, well, first we talked about that. It's like, oh no, what if I'm running the wrong direction enthusiastically? But not to be so afraid. Hey, we can course correct. And there's the wind at our back, the universe is on our side. So we take an action. If it doesn't work out the way we want, well, we just move in a different direction and it's all okay. We just keep stepping forward. And the Inspired Action Blueprint, it's simpler than we think. And I love that we had different level examples. Dottie brought us one of them last week, right? It's like, oh, I'm envisioning the next level of my company, or I'm doing Shavasana, or I'm doing this launch. Whatever level action we want to take, the Inspired Action Blueprint can guide us. You can access it in Story Freedom Academy. And you can look at it anything that you've been successful in, you have been doing these things. And sometimes if you're bumping into something, you're missing one step in it, right? So you can see, well, I'm already doing this. I already have somebody who's, I've got a mentor. And sometimes, you know, three of those steps happen in a microsecond. Sometimes we do like big, long plans about things, depending on the nature of the action, but you can use it as a kind of check-in, as a checklist. Which piece am I missing? I'm forgetting to celebrate. I'm doing all this work. I'm never celebrating. And my energy is going downhill and I'm forgetting to tap in. Or like Carly taught us a few weeks ago, when I haven't rested enough, when I don't have that extreme self-care, I can't tap into this. So it is imperative that I put those blocks on the calendar. One of the things that I've done is I am now off on Mondays. My team knows that that was impossible. Yvonne knows that. That's not possible with the things I'm doing right now. It's just impossible. But with the wind at our back, of course it's possible. So my Monday is now off with the exception of one meeting. And this Monday, I got more done for my company than ever, but I didn't try to. There were certain structural things that needed to be set up and I was just playing, and it's problems that we've been trying to solve for a long, long time and they just got solved. Space on the calendar, it's imperative. And when we know from the opening series why it's so important, we'll give ourselves permission to do that. There's a reason that people like Bill Gates and Richard Branson and so on, they spend much of their time in openness and reading and thought and play. Why would I not act like the super successful, whether you love them or hate them? If you think about the aspect of they've built a lot in their companies, they spend a whole bunch of the time playing, you know, spend a whole bunch of the time creating. They know they've got the wind at their back. They know that it's just meant to be easy. And then we get to create what we want to create. Okay. Let me just check in because, yeah, so the Inspired Action Blueprint, you've got this. You go back to it. You don't need to take all these notes, but gather your energy, create your vision, gather your knowledge, find a mentor, create an actionable plan, chunk it down, put it on the calendar. Next step, celebrate, share, analyze the results, and then repeat. It's not rocket science, but it has so much power. Most people in the industry, when they're bumping into something, they're missing something here. This itself is gold for you and your company. Okay. Goodness, this little exercise. I told you it was going to happen today, but remember I said we can course correct? I thought it was going to happen last week and it's going to happen next week. Because if we go, the reason that that's going to happen is that, remember, we evolve. This class is evolving. And where we are right now, if I took us to that exercise, it will not, we're in a different energy than this, what this exercise does for us. So I don't want to take us over there, and it will just as easily set up what we're going to do next week. So I'm going to bump it one more time. Yvonne, will you do me the favor? Send me a little text, say, put the exercise next week because I want to make sure we get to it. I want to make sure we do that. But it's going to fit in better next time because I want to get over to transmutation. I want to go over to the heart of this call. Remember, this call is, the heart of this call has opening and the energy of opening all behind it. We'll be able to hear transmutations in the highest context ever in the year in the best way possible with everything that we've just been talking about so far today. So again, the title of the call, Transmuting Inner Dirt to Inner Gold, discover your core values, access your superpower, and create an unstoppable business today. And let's just see, did I get an object of desire for people who would like an unstoppable business? Raise your hand. I was so happy when I came up with that. We're like, me too, right? Don't we want that? And transmutation, I haven't always emphasized that part of it, but it is what is at the heart of transmutation. All right. So transmutation. Thinking of it in the context, so transmutation, transmuting inner dirt to inner gold. Basically, I think something has gone radically wrong. It doesn't feel like Hollywood. And now it's the end of the world and my company stops. My life stops. Like, it's over. It's the moment of darkness. Okay. Well, think about for a minute, what's it doing in the opening series? Well, the thing is, this bit about the wind at our back, and it could be easy, and Jamie can walk into that meeting in such a different way than she could before. All of that. If it only works in the times where we're already riding high, then what's the point? We're already riding high. Do you get what I'm saying? Hey, I already just won the lottery today. Will you come out to the, you know, out for dinner with me and celebrate? And we're on a deserted island. We're away from COVID. Nobody has it here. And everything is perfect. You know, like, it's like, you know, like, it's perfect. Even mentioning even a piece of it, and it starts, the world starts to encroach. You know, there's other things, right? If it has to be only this little island when everything is perfect, well, what's the point? So right at the heart of the opening series is, well, what about those times when it doesn't feel good? What about the times when it feels like it's gone wrong? And Jamie gave us a little minute version of that that could have, like, if Jamie let that take over for her, which she won't, and it's okay to go there just for a moment because Jamie's not there. And if she is, if she touches there for a moment, she's going to be fine. All right. But it's like, oh my goodness, this is so big and this is so awful and I don't know what to do with this. And that some people would allow their editor to completely engulf them and overtake their company. And it's like, that's a turning point for the company that they didn't even notice happened. But Jamie doesn't have to do that at all with everything she just said here at the beginning. It's like, wow, I wonder what's possible. And I'm the one who created this anyway. And what could be possible as we talk together? And I don't even have to do it because I got the wind at my back and this person is included in that, how the universe conspires to support me. They'll have great ideas. You should have seen that strategy session yesterday with Jasmine. She's the one who had all the great ideas, not me. I just mostly listened, took notes and bounced some ideas off of her. I didn't have to do any of the work. I just listened to her and what she wanted and what she was excited about. And then if I didn't know what I was going to do about that, I would go, wow. So Jamie can go into that meeting and go, wow, I loved everything you said about this and this and this. So that person knows that they're heard. And I would love it if we could create this and this and this for you, these conditions that you want. Let me go away and think about that. And I want you to think about this and we'll meet next week. Nothing has to be hard, right? And that's actually very, you know, not just strategic, but there's ease there. That person goes, wow, she's going to go away and think about this for me. And she heard the things I'm saying. Like, nothing has to be hard. But if we bump into it, like Jamie did and could have in a bigger way, when we bump into stuff and we don't know how opening works, and we don't know how to transform that moment, that can be a company stopper, or we can use it as a springboard to our greatest company, to our core values, to an unstoppable company, to the best life. All right. So that time when we actually think it has gone wrong can catapult us to greater connection, inspiration, joy, and so on. This belongs clearly in the opening series. Even the dirt, even the things that I think are wrong can be the wind at our back, okay? So let me see. Here's what I want to do. I want you to take just 2 minutes. We're going to take just a couple minutes for this exercise. And I want you to think about, I'm going to give you a choice and just choose the first one that comes to mind. All right. Just go with that one. It doesn't matter. You could choose one or two, but it might land more strongly in you, one or the other. If not, just take the first one. It doesn't matter. Okay. First, it's like, what's the big challenge? What's the big stumbling block? What is it in my company that I just can't get over? Jamie gave us an example of that. Man, I got to meet this guy and everything's going to fall apart because it could be at that level. It could be like, I know that I need, you know, 10,000 more people in front of me and I don't know how to do that. It could be like, I don't know how to have this sales call, like whatever it is. That's one. What's the biggest challenge that you go, man, there's this block? Or number two, it might be sales. I know that I can't sell because I got my ideal client in front of me, or maybe I don't have them in front of me, or whatever it is. Just take a minute and jot down, give your editor a voice right now. It's okay, just like with Jamie a moment ago, give your editor a voice and say, like, I can't do this because. Here's why I know it's not going to work. We're going to go to the dark side just for a minute or two. And know that it's okay. We'll come back again by the end of the call. We don't need to spend long here. Just, I'm not going to take you much longer, just another couple of sentences. Okay, finish up that last sentence. Good enough for now. You've done this exercise with me before, but I want to show you more deeply how it works. And again, we start connecting it with the opening series. So you have a deeper context for this and a deeper how, so you can actually use the force of this in your company in a deeper way. You can do this yourself, all right? I want to give you the tools today, right? So just finishing up that last sentence. And so one of the things that I loved about doing my master's thesis many, many years ago on Virginia Woolf, Some of you heard me tell the story before. I read her book To the Lighthouse, then I read Mrs. Dalloway, then I read everything she wrote. And at first I thought Mrs. Dalloway, for instance, was really unique. It's like, this is a unique mind. This is really unique. Then as I read more and more and more of her books, I'm like, oh my goodness, every single book looks very different on the surface, but our minds have the same preoccupation. And what she wrote about in the Voyage Out, in her book in the 20s, and then what she wrote about in Three Guineas decades later, it was the same mind producing it. Same preoccupations, but at a higher level. It was still her. If you get what I'm saying, raise your hand. There's something in us that, like, we have these preoccupations. It's who we are at our core. And yes, they evolve. Yes, they change. But when we can see them, and when we, and usually they'll come up on the dark side, then we know the shape of us. And marketing, sales, building a company, it's just us. Who am I? When I know that, I'm beyond competition. I don't even have to think about the competition. It's just different. It's different from what they're doing out there, and all that stuff doesn't matter. So, and there's a book called Busting Loose from the Money Game. I think this is where I first met this. He's talking about a totally different topic, but he said, you know, if we're trying to find, I think that's where I read it, first read it. If we're trying to find out our money blocks, it's actually, we're going to go to the dark closet. We're going to go to the places where we don't want to look, and we're going to find the deepest openings there. It's a bit of, you know, kind of what other people sometimes call shadow work. And he says, it's kind of like an Easter egg hunt. We're going to go look for them in all the closets where we don't want to look, or think of like a Hitchcock movie or something. Don't look there. That's where we want to look. All right. So let's do this just quickly. You've done this with me before. Most of you, if not all of you, who's willing to share what's on their page about why you can't sell or why the company won't work or whatever? Just going to spend a moment on this, because then I want to teach you what the details are of the process so you can really get this and do this for yourself. Mary Kay, thank you.
There we go. Okay, so you want me to read what I wrote?
Yes, please.
Because it surprised me.
Yes, and good, you know, and it's going to come up differently at different times. We'll get different angles of it. It's kind of like, think of a hologram, you know, if we only have, this is what I learned about holograms years ago. If you just have a piece of it, you'll still have the whole picture, but it won't have as much detail. And then if you have a hologram and you have all its pieces, you can get more detail and you can turn it around and you can see the different angles and great details. So one piece of writing about this might look quite different from another, but we'll get different aspects of Mary Kay-ness, right? And if it surprises you, well, we get another aspect of it that we may not have noticed, known before. So this is why this exercise is one worth doing many times. So Mary Kay, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I chose the stumbling block.
Yeah. Okay,
and I wrote, it won't work because I'm too flexible. I switch. I don't commit. What do I want? I don't know. I can't say what I want because it may change.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Okay. Got it. All right. If we listen to the surface of this, this is an editor that blocks us. Editor 101, editor, that's all those old stories that don't serve us, right? Editor 101 would say, well, we know that that's not true, Mary Kay. So just say, thanks, editor. You can leave, go out the door. Of course, I'm not too flexible. I will have, you know, structures that will work. I can hire somebody that will help make sure that we have, you know, that's what editor 101 would do. And that's very valuable. We want that skill. We don't want to listen to the surface of that. Today, though, I'm teaching you editor 201, transmutation. We take that and we go, what does that tell us about Mary Kay? What does that tell us about her core values? And if in the face of this, or like Jamie's saying, or whatever that negative, that dark side is, we can take that and find the gold in it, all of a sudden we become unstoppable. All of a sudden the dirty, awful, dark parts, the stuff that's going to stop us becomes fuel to us. And then what's going to hurt us? Like, you know, who's going to stop us? You, person who's trying to stop my company because you are trying to sue me or whatever it is, I don't know. You who's trying to, or this world condition. It all becomes springboards for our company, right? So what does this tell us? Our core values are hidden in the things that we just spontaneously write, like we just did. Don't think about it. Don't try to construct anything. Mary Kay, would you say that, and here I'm going to go to the dark side a little bit. If flexibility is one of the deep themes that's coming up here, oh no, I'm too flexible. And then editor 101 would say, that's okay. You can create structure just like everybody else will create structure. We've done some of that work before too. It's not that that's wrong. Editor 201, transmuting inner dirt to inner gold, would say, something about flexibility matters to you. Something about a flexible mind, maybe a flexible body, a flexible process. And if we go to 180 degrees opposite of that, Mary Kay, is there something about rigid structures, formalities? It's got to be this way, my way or the highway, the opposite, see rigidity. Anything like that bother you ever, Mary Kay?
Yeah.
Like, and is that like, does it just sometimes or like really deeply so?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Our words are rooted. Can you give us, I think immediately, because in private conversations and here in the community, you've shared, will you share even one sentence or two about sometimes where you've encountered some rigid structures that maybe you don't like so much?
With the horses, it's so unkind. They suffer so much. Oh, and I could also say I suffered so much too.
I suffered so much. What, where and how? Will you give us like any insight into that? You can be as vulnerable or as general as you want to be.
Well, I think.
And I suffered so much. These are not small words, right?
Well, they've probably heard this before, but you know, mother wanted me to be a social butterfly and I did not fit.
Uh-huh.
And I did suffer a lot. Yes.
The image that comes to mind, and it might not have felt this way, but this, I'm just going to trust it. The immediate image that popped into my mind was from Gone with the Wind, actually. You know, Scarlett O'Hara. And your world might not have been that world, but it's like, this is how you tighten your corset, and this is how you stand, and this is a don't sip tea that way. Was there something of that world that formed you, Mary Kay, whether it was exactly that or something parallel to it?
Yes, there's another movie. That Help is another movie.
Another one was what?
The Help.
The Help. Yeah. Okay. So I haven't seen it, but same idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This tells Mary Kay something. This tells you something extremely important about your company. Doesn't it? And about what needs to be at its heart. And let's say Mary Kay comes along. Now, Mary Kay is probably going to need a structure person on her team. That's not where she goes first. She's a flow and creativity and so on. So having this is a different topic, but having team members who can do that would probably be helpful. That's going to editor 101. Hey, structures will be helpful. Hey, don't worry about it. You can handle it with team members. Don't worry. That's not going to harm you, that, you know, being over flexible or whatever it is, right? Editor 201 and the transmutation lesson would talk about both who you hire as team, how a strategy session should be, what kind of training will work, what some of the things are that are deeply resonant for you in this community. Like for instance, this community, I'm not really big on a fill in the blank sort of structure for your elevator pitch, right? If you went over and somebody said, Mary Kay, your business is, you know, not going the way you want it to. So we're gonna have this 101 step process that you're gonna have to, you know, make sure you do every day and don't ever do step 67 before step 66, because everything's going to fall apart. It's like, what's going to happen to Mary Kay? Can you feel it? How are you going to feel in that, Mary Kay?
Crush.
Yes. It tells her about structures to build. It tells her her team member should be. She's going to want a team member who handles that structure part. But if somebody comes in with that kind of force and somebody says, these are the structures that entrepreneurs need right now. And if you skip, you know, step 67, you get them in the wrong order and so on, right? Everything's going to fail. It's not going to be the person to work with for you. And also who your client is. Maybe they have some of that background too. Maybe they've already experienced some of those rigid structures. Maybe part of what they're looking for is some kind of flexibility, either in body or mind or spirit. Maybe that's part of what attracts them to you. Is that right, Mary Kay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then this tells Mary Kay something about copy that she's going to write too. It's like, hey, we're going to tell you the 52 steps that you must master in order. Like a copywriter might come along not hearing this part of Mary Kay, that you must master in order when you come to me. And if you don't follow the plan, and if you don't fill out the first form in exactly the way we wanted to, but we won't tell you exactly how it is, you're booted out of here. Mary Kay's going to die and that client's going to die and it's going to be the wrong client anyway. If you got that, raise your hand. That one word, flexibility, on the page. All right. Thank you. One manifestation of just a couple minutes writing. And when you bump into that editor now, we don't have to go running, screaming in the other direction. It's like, oh, I guess I don't have the wind at my back because all these bad things are happening. The wind at my back is at the heart of those bad things. I can go write them down. I can go running to the page. It's just going to be more fuel for the fire. It's just going to be more wind at my back. It's just going to be more that's there to serve and support me. Great work. Thank you, Mary Kay. So what I wanted to add for today, because again, you've done this process with me, but every time we hear it, we're going to hear another aspect of it, another way that it works, how deep this process is, how it can be different at different times and different aspects of who we are and the company that we're building and the copy we should be writing and how we structure our companies. All these things will come out from different level, different little writings. And sometimes we're just going to bump into it. Jamie was a bump into it, right? Mary Kay, I asked her to do it. Jamie bumped into it. Oh no, here's this guy. It's the next level. What in? There's something of Jamie's core values there. So we kind of tackled it in a different way before, but there, that was Jamie's oh no moment. That was Jamie's, oh no, everything's gone wrong. You know, it's like go wrong light, because Jamie still was owning herself, just as Mary Kay was in this moment. They weren't like falling apart, but it's for those falling apart moments too. So if Jamie, as Jamie, and she doesn't even need to do this to go in and do that meeting. She's got all the tools. You got all the tools you need, Jamie. But if you want to, in the dark side, it's like, oh, this person is important. This person is big. This person has done important things, right? There's something in you, Jamie, about that, right? What it is, maybe we wanted to, you know, we could investigate further. You don't need to have all the answers to walk into that meeting, but it might be a big dreamer. Jamie's, maybe that's part of you, like dreaming big, because there's something about meeting that big person that is, has pushed buttons in some way. There's something about next level. There's something about depth of service that's in there. Different things than I was saying to Mary Kay, right? Because it's like, this is a big person, so I better deliver because they need and require a lot. So you tend to over deliver. You do, I'm not saying Mary Kay doesn't, but what's coming out from the page in this moment about them, all right? That people ought to be really deeply taken care of. I'm hearing that in Jamie's, because like, oh, here's this big person. There's something about too, like, it's not intimidation exactly. It's what's the word? Respect for authority. Not quite that, you know.
It feels like, who am I?
Ah, who do you think you are?
Yeah, to serve at that level.
Right.
Do I have the skills for that? I need other people.
Right. And so that points to humility, right? Also, right? There's something in you that is deeply, profoundly humble, that's deeply, you know, and probably that is connected with price point too, like time to raise your prices. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I can tend to, on the dark side, undervaluing what it is that you're doing. We've already traveled some of that journey, right? But that same tendency is going to be like, I got to massively, that's the thing, like serve from the cup, not the saucer. I got to massively over deliver because, you know, who do I think I am? So in order to, this could be a fatal, not fatal flaw, but a flaw walking into that meeting that Jamie can now circumvent, because it's like, oh, wow, this is a really big guy. And who do I think I am? So I better offer 10 times as much, because otherwise it's not going to be good enough. And I'm going to try to be worthy. And it doesn't come from there. That person doesn't care about any of that. And in that striving to be good enough, you know, that's the very thing. Like if somebody comes in the room, two people walk in the room, they go, hey, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be here, but I think you don't like it. And the other person just kind of walks in and just knows that they belong there and own the room. And I don't mean a kind of fake it till you make it. I just mean a deep exploration, knowing the value that you deliver. Not going in with these 10 things to try to over deliver, right? And who do you think you are? There's something, either, you know what I'm saying, down home, there's something about realness, there's something about connectivity, there's not a, hey, let's go to this glam cocktail party, surface level bunch of, like, that's not your favorite place, right? Again, there's some resonance with Mary Kay's, but it's different here. Am I right about
that? Yeah, but it is fascinating you brought up the money too, because the whole conversation, the whole time, my head is spinning like,
does he, what about the budget for this? Because I'm going to need to pull in this person, and then it's going to cost this much for that, and it's going to cost this much. And I don't even know how to bill that.
Right. Loving kindness series. Am I coming from love or fear? All the work that we do is interconnected all year long, right? Pulling from loving kindness series. Am I coming from love or fear? What would it be like to come from love in this and come from service? Practical applications, serve first, right? What would it be like to come from there first and listen first and go, hey, I'm so glad to be meeting with you. What made you decide to invest your time to talk to me about this? What is it you're looking for? And then Jamie doesn't have to carry it all because the universe is going to serve and support her. So we started right on transmutation with Mary Kay. What I'm doing is using one piece of transmutation and connecting with some other trainings from the year to help and serve Jamie as she's going into this meeting. If this makes sense to you, that we can use even a thread of this transmutation, combine it with some other stuff to let things be so much easier, to allow the wind at our back. That's my aim for today's call. Raise your hand. Are you hearing that basic essential point? Thank you. All right. So let me see the process, and we can get this to you. We can get this to you in writing, hopefully before our next call. But I want to, let me see, do I want to go through this or do we want to go through this next time? I think we'll go through the process next time, Yvonne. Can you remind me about that? I just want to take you through it, and we'll have a handout for you that says, like, here's the process, here's how transmutation works. But we already saw the essence of it. I'm just going to not be afraid to go to the dark side. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to let myself feel it. I'm going to let myself be there. I'm going to like creatively think about and let the ideas bubble up to see what the gift is there. Those are some of the essence of it. And we'll break that down a little bit more for you, but I just wanted you to hear it with ease and the easy version of it now, so that you can not just see this performed by me for someone, but that you can see that this is a process that you can use all the time. And if today you already said, yes, you get how this is connected with having the wind at your back so that it's always there, great. That's one of the huge aims of this call. If you see, remember I said, create an unstoppable business. When we can get through these moments that feel like obstacles and actually use them as fuel for a business, that creates an who can stop us then? It just becomes more fuel for our business. If you get that creates an unstoppable business, raise your hand. Did we get there? Oh, freaking awesome. Okay, good. Those were my core aims for this call, that you see it, that you know how it fits in with the opening series, that you can access it, that you understand the difference between Editor 101 and 201. We want both those tools. And then we even had, I don't think we've ever done this. I'm so pleased with this version of the opening series. We're at a whole new level, both showing how transmutation works with Mary Kay, seeing that we also don't have to be falling apart for this to happen. Mary Kay stayed intact. Could you feel that? That's how it felt to me anyway. Mary Kay was not falling apart over this. She observed it. She noticed it. She followed the exercise and gold comes out. And then with Jamie, we see, you know, a thread of transmutation with a little bit of Editor 101 with, you know, love or fear, come from service first, that we can combine transmutation with pieces that we did in the other parts of the opening series too, to have a lot more fun, to have a lot more resources for that call coming up, to not fall into the trap of, man, oh my goodness, this is going to be hard. And I've got to create 100 things for him before I even meet with him and I've got to hire the team and it's going to be hard. And oh, my stomach hurts. Jamie doesn't have to walk into that call that way at all anymore. So that transmutation can be used. I know we went through it pretty quickly and I didn't complete all the thought process, but Jamie, do you feel like that call feels a little different than it did at the beginning of this call? Yeah, of course. So let's wrap up this call because we're already at call time here. If that makes sense to you, that we can use transmutation along with some other tools to make things a whole lot easier than we thought they might have been, raise your hand. Did that point land? Yes, fantastic. All right. One aha. one inspired action to take this call home. We're going to build on this in the last call of the opening series. I can't wait to share that material with you. It keeps building and building and making things easier and easier and easier and easier and more and more and more effective is one big part of the opening series, a lot more fun. So can't wait for next week's call. Please remember to fill in the survey by next Friday. Take the time over that beautiful vision of where you want to get to and actually manifesting it. The more time you spend with that, the more you'll see that, the more we can show you, like, how that actually happens, right? How do we actually get there? But don't, you know, just complete it in whatever way you can. If you only have 5 minutes, take 5 minutes, whatever you've got, but please fill out the survey, right?
Where is the survey? Where do we find the survey?
Facebook. There's a link in there in our Facebook page for you. All right. So one inspired action so that at least one of the many ideas that appeared here, which one for you? And one inspired action so we know that we're not just, it's not just sitting there as head knowledge. Something is being brought out into our world. So we're always making that shift, that next level. Even if it's like, I'm going to call that one person. I'm going to sleep on this. I'm going to journal about this. I'm going to dive more into that transmutation thing. I'm going to get on a connection call, a simple action so that this is always transforming our company and our world. Yvonne, you're up in my upper left-hand corner. You're up first.
What came out of my transmutation was knowing the value that I deliver.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even talk deep. I didn't pause over that. So this pause over that is huge. If I learn at a deep level of this value, everything is easier. Everything's a lot more fun. I speak differently from stage. I hold space differently in a strategy session. I expect different things about who's coming to me. So many repercussions, good ones of that, ripple effects. The inspired action, Yvonne.
Doing the survey.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Please, please do. Dottie, you're up. One aha, one inspired action.
I love the class. I thought it was a great class. I really liked the part about that your Mary Kay shared that she values flexibility so much. Mm-hmm. And you brought up the opposite, like, where did that come from? I know it sounds so simple, but I really hadn't thought about it that much before. But it's so important.
And thank you for underlining that, because I've taught transmutation many, many, many times. We've never been in exactly that way before. And you noticed, and then you're using it for your company, for your life. Fantastic, Dottie. Well done. What's your inspired action?
I'm also going to do the survey.
Thank you. Brilliant. Yes. Carly.
I have a lot of complex thoughts going through my mind right now that I'm trying to put into words. But one of the statements that you said that stuck out as an aha was, your company evolves as you evolve. And what an aha with me with that is just kind of, you know, these places that I'm having, these stumbling blocks, these darker places, I need to journal on that a little bit more. There's some connections going on that I don't know that I realize were going on. So that's
brilliant.
Inspired action.
Thank you. And for instance, like we had trouble at the end of May. I'm like, how can I do both these things at once? This course needs to do these two things and it can't. What are we going to do? It was on the dark side. Wow. Out of that, two new beautiful courses were birthed. You're at the moment of birthing that next level. It's beautiful. Yes. What's your inspired action, Carly?
To journal on
right. This, yes, of course. Of course.
Stumbling blocks that I'm perceiving as stumbling blocks.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. Mary Kay.
My aha is when I do my own thing, the people around me grow.
Yes. You know, there's profound wisdom in simple, direct words that are owned. Absolutely, Mary Kay. Love this. Your inspired action.
I'm going to structure what I want these people to do after, and I was asked to give a workshop on clicker training. And so I'm going to structure the after part of what I want them to do after they finish.
Brilliant and beautiful. Yes. So much more awareness around that structure and flexibility that it's going to have a huge ripple effect. I know for you, for and your company and your life, Mary Kay, and then for all of us as we listen and like, how does this apply? Thank you. Jamie.
I'm with Carly on the number of thoughts coming out of this. So I have a lot of writing to do on that. But this is exactly where I need to be, and this is the work I need to be doing. I want to figure out how it's connecting to core values.
Thank you. Some of your words broke up, Jamie, but I heard the essence of it. This is the important work. It's connected with core values. Got it. Yes. You're inspired to action. Let's see if we can hear it. Go ahead.
The journaling.
Yes. It is a great thing to do. Such a tool of self-awareness, such a deepening. And things will land on that page. I've had this happen. I wrote it down 5 years later. I go, I knew that. I didn't know that then. How could that have gotten onto the page? Deep wisdom and rooted words will come out in that journaling. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. It's a way to consolidate what we've done and see what's the most important for you. I highly, highly advocate that. It's a great thing to do. And this has been this has been the highest level teaching that we've ever done in this community. I'm loving this opening series. Best teaching, as far as I'm concerned, that we've ever done. We've been diving into transmutation for so many years, and that speaks to who you are. This can be taught when you are there asking the questions, putting it in. I hear you, engaging at such a high level. And that just makes my day watching your journeys and seeing what's opening for you and letting it be so much more fun and easy than we ever thought before. Let it be fun. Let it be easy. Let it be so much more successful. And let the power of the universe be behind us. Thanks so much, everybody.
Yeah. Could you please give your definition of transmutation?
Transmutation. Transmuting a dirt chain or gold, taking the dark stuff and turning it into fuel for our work. Put it that way. We'll leave that simple definition for the end. Thanks. So that place where I think I'm blocked, that is what's going to open things up for my company. Good enough for now. All right. If you think of it like that, that'll work. Thanks, everybody. Yeah, Carly.
And then what you read earlier, those quotes, what was that from again?
That was from, let me get the exact quote for you here on from my page itself. Where did I put that? It's Stuart Wilde's book. And it was, Stuart Wilde, The Secrets of Life. And it's on limitlessness and on the illogical. In my edition, page 124, page 235. All right. He's got lots of words of wisdom, things, ideas to play with that are great springboards for our companies. Thanks for asking those last questions for our company. Thank you, guys. I love and adore you. You are amazing. I can't wait to see you next week for our last call in the opening series. Thanks for filling out the survey. See you soon. Keep asking your questions as well. Keep posting on the Facebook page. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.